USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester said Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence in which 6 people were killed and 12 were wounded, right down the street from the California Capitol.
We know that a large fight took place just prior to the shootings, and we have confirmed that there are multiple shooters.
No arrests have been made. Russia's war crimes in Ukraine have been discovered in the town of Bucha, about 21 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. As Russian soldiers are accused of rape, executions, and genocide, President Zelensky continues to call on the world for help.
Indeed, this is genocide. The elimination of the whole nation and the people. We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
And then there were two. March Madness championship game is tonight as Kansas takes on North Carolina. Title 42 allowed Border Patrol to reject illegal immigrants from entering the country, a policy started by President Trump. Now, President Biden appears ready to open the southern border to anybody that wants to get into the country.
The Biden administration will soon end a key COVID-19-era border policy, with the CDC announcing the Title 42 public health order will end on May 23rd. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain weighs in about the importance of processing asylum claims.
I think the goal for everyone should be to make sure those asylum claims, those claims of people fleeing persecution, are heard in a prompt way. Those who deserve protection from persecution get that protection. Those who don't are promptly sent back to where they came from.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3 states this morning dropped lawsuits to stop the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
French winemakers are lighting heat fires to thaw their grapevines to save them from a late frost following a winter warm spell, a temperature swing that is threatening fruit crops in multiple countries. Ice-coated vines stretched across hillsides from Chablis as the Burgundy region woke Monday to temperatures of 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Fruit growers are worried that the frost will likely kill off a large number of early buds, which appeared in March as temperatures rose above 68 degrees. President Trump over the weekend speaking about the good old days.
And you remember when, not so long ago, a year and a half ago, $1.87 a gallon. Remember that? And remember what I said during the debate and other times? I said, you don't pick me, you're going to be paying $7, $8, $9. I said that. And I said, you're going to be trading in your big, luxurious cars and trucks for little tiny cars. The choice this November is very simple. If you want high crime, high prices, high taxes, high corruption, and high incompetence, vote for the radical Democrats. If you want a country that is strong, sovereign, solvent, safe, and secure, you must vote for America First Republicans. Have to do it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.